仙台
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はカナダ出身のテシアと
インドネシア出身のフィラと、
シリア出身のハラと
イラン出身のモナです。
今月のテーマはお気に入りのお祭りです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Fila and I'm from Indonesia.
My name is Hala and I'm from Syria.
And my name is Mona and I'm from Iran.
Our topic this month is my favorite festivals. It is finally August, which in Japan means prime time for fireworks, going to the beach, and summer festivals. So in Japan, omatsuri are a big deal that often involve musical performances, dancing, and other types of performances, and a parade of some sort. So some notable ones will even have fireworks shows at night. So today I'll be talking to my three guests about their favorite festivals and celebrations that happen around the world. So welcome onto the program. Thank you for joining me. And so I just want to begin by asking everyone, what is your favorite thing about going to a omatsuri? Like, because there are so many things happening all at once, right? Is there like one thing in particular you're like, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm even coming to this thing to begin with. Like for myself, it's definitely the food. I love street food and I love just going up and lining up for like half an hour just to get a hot dog. But hey, that's just me. So yeah, why don't you start us off, Hala?
I think the thing I like the most is the break from everyday life, everyday routine. I mean, I like routine. I like doing the same things every day, but sometimes you need like a break from all of that.
Oh, absolutely.
And the break is just, it's not just the holiday itself sometimes, but also it's the feeling. Like everybody is dancing and everybody is happy and you know, so I think this is my favorite thing. You disconnect from your daily routine and you just feel the happiness in the air.
Yeah, definitely. There's a very specific atmosphere about, I think, omatsuris are very enjoyable. Everyone's just so much more relaxed, I think, in comparison to how they might be normally. Because especially Japanese people can be really shy.
Yeah.
Sometimes at omatsuri, everyone's like, yay! So
yeah.
That is definitely very fun. What about you, Fila? What do you like about omatsuri?
I love to see the dancing performance too. The music is really nice. And the traditional custom is really good.
Right, yes, yeah. I think, like, in Sendai's case, the dancing that you'll probably see the most would be Suzume Odori, where people use, like, two fans and they can, like, go around the street, like, on and on and on.
Yes, dancing together with locals is really great.
Yeah, it's so, like, colorful and vibrant.
Yes.
It's just, like, a sight to behold. Mm. So, yeah, I do enjoy that quite a lot, too. What about you, Mona? What do you like about festivals?
Definitely the things that Mila and Hana said are really true. I feel like I'm a kind of person that really is sensitive to energy, I think. Mm-hmm. So when you feel that special energy in the air, it makes you also have the same like happiness, even if you are not originally part of that nation, but you can sense it. And that is what I really think is beautiful. And for example, you go to festivals every year and it should be somehow like something that you get used to it. Mm-hmm. Maybe so, okay, I know what will happen in this festival, for example. But again, you will go the next year and it's not something like casual. It is something that you are aiming for, that energy or that ritual. I think that that's the most important thing. Everybody is happy, everybody is looking forward to talk to another person, to perform something, and that feeling is really nice to have.
So I want to pivot a little bit and, you know, we talked a little bit about Japanese omatsuris, but there are a lot of different kinds of celebrations around the world, and some of them might look similar to Omotsuri Shinpan, some of them might be vastly different. So what would you say are some festivals in your country or the region that you come from that you think are like quite iconic or that you personally enjoy a lot? So let's do Fila first. What about Indonesia?
We don't have thing like Japanese does, but actually Indonesia has so many religions, mm-hmm. so we have like festival from each religion. Mm-hmm. Like in Bali Island, mm-hmm. we have Boto-Boto events mm-hmm. for Hinduism people. Mm-hmm. And we have Christmas party too for Christians. Mm-hmm. We have like Idul Adha and Idul Fitri for Islam. Mm-hmm. And we have Barongsai. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit similar with Japanese thing, but it's Chinese.
Oh,
Chinese festival,
interesting.
Chinese New Year festival, mm-hmm. we have kind of that festival too. And it's a region in Indonesia has different culture, it's totally different, even the language is so different. So sometimes if you go to another religions, region, so you can find out that traditional region stuff. Like even ceremony, celebration, wedding ceremony.
It sounds so diverse.
Yeah.
So diverse.
Yeah, because like Indonesia has, it's like a super diverse nation from what I know. Like so many different cultures and religions and like people of different
yes.
origins.
Yeah,
I think it's like very nice how you get to do a bit of everything, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It's like a little buffet, you like sample each everything a little bit.
Yes, that's very good.
Yeah, and like that just sounds super fun, and you know, like I think that's really the best way to go about it, like to kind of, you know, get to know each other's culture a little better. I think that's a wonderful opportunity. What about Iran? Are there any festivals in the region that you're from?
There, actually in Iran, there used to be lots of festivals every month.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. For example, for respecting water, they had a special festival.
Oh.
For respecting fire, they had a special festival, and it's mostly about nature. But unfortunately, nowadays we don't celebrate those festivals that much. Maybe in the future we can. But as I mentioned, in Iran, festivals are mostly about family, nature, and tradition. So it's not that much going out. It's more indoors. So, for example, there is one very big festival of Nowruz, which is the start of our new year. The first day of the spring is our new year.
Oh.
So it has a very meaningful tradition. And the other one is Yalda night, which we celebrated at the last night of fall, which is the longest night.
So we
are all together, the family, friends, because originally Iranian people thought that because night is long, so darkness is longer, devils and this kind of bad spirits will fight, so we have to be together. So they read poems and these sort of things, and that's really nice. I like it so much.
That's so sweet.
Yes.
That's such a nice tradition to kind of just hang out with family,
exactly.
right? Yeah, imagine you just like, you know, sit around and like have a cup of tea while you do things together.
But we have a special food for each festival.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Like for example, Yalda, we have watermelon and pomegranate, which is kind of very impossible in Japan.
I'd like to try it.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. Yeah, what about Syria? Do you guys have any celebrations?
Actually, because we share some religions with Indonesia and we share a lot of culture with Iran, so we have a mix of both what Fira and what Mona said. We have a lot of, I think most of the festivals or like celebrations, if I may say, we have are like the religious ones, like because we have different religions, so we have also like the celebrations of each. Mostly every religion sticks to their celebrations, but I think recently people started to mingle and celebrate each other's stuff, so I really like that. It's as you say, like you try something from every culture, and like it's, you know, the more the better.
Yeah,
the more celebrations, the better. But I think the one that is most connected to my background is, I think, the Islamic ones, because I have an Islamic background, and there's one kind of of a celebration that comes after a whole month of fasting. And it's where like people who can, of course, who have like some like savings, they can buy sheep. And then they get it butchered and like cleaned and portioned, and then they just distribute it to the people who are less fortunate. And because meat is like expensive, I think everywhere, and some people for them it's hard to get that. So you know, you get this free meat.
Yeah.
So I think that that time of the year really smells of barbecue.
Yes, that's great. It's very interesting to hear about how, you know, culture and like different groups kind of intersect with each other. And I'd say that's definitely like a theme that is ongoing in Canada, which is where I'm from too. Because we're a really multicultural nation. We have our indigenous peoples who were there before everyone else, and you have people who, you know, come in and like immigrated there from different parts of the world. Like probably for our indigenous groups, they have something called powwow. So powwow, I think each First Nations do it a little differently, but most of them involve dancing, so there might be a competition where you see who's the best dancer. Oh. Yeah, and like I'm interested to see, maybe in Japan we'll have something similar, you know, like we're having more. Just this year we had the Nepali festival that happened in Sendai earlier on, and we had like the Thai festival that happened at the same time the Nepali festival did. So, and like I went to both, and I was surprised by the amount of Japanese people that were there to kind of just like learn about what happens in like different countries and their cuisine and everything. So maybe in like the future, like down the line, we'll see kind of this intersection of Japanese culture with other cultures too.
I think I found Japanese people really are interested in knowing other people's costumes, festivals, traditions, and culture. Maybe they don't show it at first, but I think they are really curious in that case.
Yeah, especially because, you know, they're on an island, so it can be quite hard to kind of like just travel elsewhere. So I think they really, a lot of people do appreciate the opportunity to kind of just being able to experience something while at the comfort of their own home.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, and
that's so nice and kind of them.
Yeah, so Tohoku University, I believe, is doing their Ryugakuse Omatsuri this year in October, if I remember correctly. So I believe a lot of international students will be there to like host their own booth. Maybe they'll be selling some food from their country too. So for our listeners who might be interested, note that down in your calendar, maybe check that out. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. The International Relations Department of the Sendai Tourism Convention and International Association provides a range of services, including multilingual daily life information, consultations, and support for foreign residents. We also work alongside citizen groups to promote multicultural community building and are recruiting volunteers who are interested in our projects year-round. We would love to see you at our International Exchange and Cooperation events. And if you're interested in contributing to the internationalization of Sendai City, please feel free to contact us to register as a volunteer. We look forward to hearing from you. For details on how to apply, please refer to the official website of the International Relations Department of Sentia. And that is it of our program today. Until next time, bye!
Bye!
Bye!